It's the radio segment that's been bragging to his friends that he made a movie with Mrs. Claus before she met Santa.
Oh, goodness.
Called Stocking Stuffers.
Oh, my God.
They went straight to DVD.
I've seen it.
I would not let the kids watch that one.
Wow.
It's Laser Stories, a segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like everyone else does, except we have a laser. And those other dink holes just don't. This first laser story is out of Guwahati, India. A 61-year-old woman named Musomi Bora is the owner of a local hostel. And the other day, while cleaning up, she noticed a piece of cloth stuck under one of the sofas.
Okay.
So she reached down to pull it out, but it wouldn't budge. So Musomi pulled harder and harder, and then finally the piece of cloth moved and showed its teeth.
What?
Cloth?
What is it?
Turns out it wasn't a piece of cloth after all, but instead it was an actual leopard who wandered into the building and crawled under the sofa.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Not expecting that.
Scariest piece of cloth I've ever seen.
A long hair?
Yeah. Like, this is such a nice fur. It's so soft.
Wildlife officials and zookeepers responded immediately while Musomi and the hostel's 15 residents barricaded themselves in a nearby room.
Leopard just wanted to party at the hostel, that's all.
Authorities said it took about 4 hours to corner the leopard and shoot it with a tranquilizer dart.
Oh my gosh.
Then it fled and ended up in a neighboring home before the sedative finally took effect.
Very domestic.
He just wanted to meet people.
Yeah.
The leopard was taken to the state zoo to be examined by veterinarians. Officials said it will be microchipped and then returned back into the wild.
Oh, man.
This next laser story is out of Australia. About a month ago, a 31-year-old woman named Charlotte Grace bought a ticket for the Lucky Lottery's mega jackpot.
Oh, I love lottery stories.
And in Australia, anyone who buys a lottery ticket for the big sweepstakes has to type in their email address.
Okay.
So Charlotte did that and then left with her ticket. And turns out, she ended up winning the jackpot of nearly $150,000.
Oh, my God.
God,
and that's so smart. If they have your email address, you can never, like, not know that you won.
That's true, yeah.
The thing is,
it goes right to spam, I bet.
Charlotte didn't know it because she thought the emails from the lottery officials were scams.
No.
And she refused to answer them.
But
she's
imagine.
Like, yeah, what are you going to tell me next? You're a Nigerian prince. Yeah. Okay.
Getting an email that's like, you won the lottery. It's like, shut up.
Yeah.
She even contacted the Better Business Bureau and asked them to investigate.
Wow. She went far.
This went on for weeks as she continued to delete email after email from her inbox from the lottery officials. Finally, she received a letter in the mail saying the same thing.
Okay.
So she double-checked her numbers on the ticket and found out she was a winner.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
I think a lot of people are just so annoyed. Like, listen, lady.
Charlotte said she and her husband are making plans for their winnings, including an update to a few things in her bathroom and their kitchen.
Okay.
This next laser story is out of the fuzzy world of fur babies. Plenty of people are looking for a new pet right now to help calm themselves with everything that's been happening in the world.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe you're not a dog or a cat person. Then what do you do?
Okay.
Well, how does a housebroken bison sound?
What? Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
You say bison?
Bison.
You say housebroken?
Yeah, like, what is it? You got the largest litter box ever?
A Texas woman named Karen Shrove just sold her 1,000-pound domesticated bison named Bullet.
Thousand-pound bison.
I do kind of want to pet it, though. Like, if it's domesticated.
Karen said she had to sell her after she was struggling to balance work, so she put an ad on Craigslist and described Bullet as not scary, great personality, and house-trained.
Okay.
Although she does track mud inside sometimes.
Can you imagine, like, having guests over and it's like the bisons are humping your leg and you're like, oh my, get off!
Tries to be your lap dog.
Yeah.
Immediately suffocated.
Scratch behind its ear.
The offering price was just under $6,000, and in end, Karen got several offers, but ultimately liked Bullet's new family's close proximity.
Okay.
Aww.
Because the bison's only going to live 15 miles away, so Karen can still visit.
Oh.
And Karen says Bullet is extra excited because at her new home, she's going to have two cows as siblings.
Aww. So cute. You see them playing tug of war together.
Mm-hmm. This next laser story is out of Holiday Headquarters.
Yay!
A new study looked at internet search data in 18 different countries and found some interesting facts pop up about people's preferences for holiday movies.
Okay.
For example, out of all the classics, the top holiday movie in Germany is the 2019 romantic comedy Last Christmas, starring Emma Roberts.
I've never even seen it. Do you see it?
Like, I have, but it's not, like, a memorable, you know, one for me.
One of the generic ones.
The second most popular in Germany is Gremlins.
Wow.
That's considered a Christmas movie?
Is that? Yeah, it's, if Die Hard's considered a Christmas movie,
I'll
Gremlins is a Christmas movie.
It's during Christmas time.
It was before your time, Alexis.
And the most searched movie in the U.S. was The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Which was also number one in Italy.
Interesting. I always consider it a Halloween movie.
Yeah, well, it makes sense.
Christmas. There's Christmas in the title. It's all about Christmas.
But it's like the song is, "This is Halloween." Okay, continue.
Elf and Love Actually were number one in five countries each.
Elf is my favorite.
Elf, I'm with you on Elf.
Elf's my number one.
Hands down.
Canada and England love those. Home Alone was also number one in two places, in Singapore and the United Arab Emirates.
I love that one too.
Okay, that's my one and two. What about my third favorite, National Lampoon's Christmas?
No, that's not in there.
I'm never traveling the world. I'm so mad at the world right now.
Even the latest Grinch movie showed up as number one in India.
Love that one.
Dude, my kids are all about Jingle Jangle right now on Netflix, the new one.
I need to watch it.
Oh, it's so cute.
It looks cute.
I guess the shocking thing is that no old Christmas classics made the top three in any of the 18 countries.
Like Miracle on 34th Street or
Christmas Story.
It's a Wonderful Life.
So it seems like people are moving on from some of the oldie but goodies.
Because they're black and white. Who wants to watch that?
I'm trying to watch 4K high def. What's up?
I'll tell you, this guy's not moving on, though. He's sticking with his fave. You may have heard of it. I'll Be Humped for Christmas. Definitely a classic. At least for him. That sound means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again same time on Friday.